We're talking about an evangelistic mindset. And in particular, we're going to be talking about methods of catching fish, because Jesus equated reaching the lost with catching fish. Notice what it says in Luke 5:10. It says, "And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Fear not, fear not. The greatest roadblock to Christians sharing their faith, and most Christians do not share their faith. Don't worry, those that volunteer, don't worry about what the people think, because a lot of people are not sharing their faith. They know it. In fact, what I'm going to share with you tonight, most of you, you already know this. It's not for most of you, and I know some of you are veteran saints, you're going to know this. It's not going to be deep anything. What I'm trying to motivate you to do is not just know. I want to motivate you to become active in sharing your faith. That's going to be the key to your growth, is sharing your faith, not just hearing information, receiving information, getting information. No, once you share information, God will expand you to receive more information. So that's what I'm attempting to do, to develop or train those who've never done it and stir up those of you that know, but you're not active right now. Okay? Now listen carefully. From a natural standpoint, there are many ways to catch fish. I know, Marco, you're a fisherman.
Yes, sir.
Okay, any other fishers here? Okay, got fishers. Okay, now listen at this. From a natural perspective, and they will agree with this, there are many ways to catch fish. Let me give you some of the ways. There's basic rod and reel casting. There is fly fishing. There's spear fishing, bow fishing, trapping, netting, and even ice fishing. From a spiritual perspective, there are several methods, several ways, witnessing styles outlined in Scripture. We're going to look at some witnessing styles, and for those of you that are know about witnessing and you're active, you don't have to change anything you're doing. I taught a little league baseball team years ago, and every time we got new bats, they would change. The kids would come up and try to hit with the new bat. And I always tell them this: if you're hitting with a bat and you're hitting the ball good, don't change bats. They got different weights. So I'm saying this to you: if you have your method, you have your way of doing it, you don't have to change based off what I'm saying tonight. But we want to give those who are not active and those who don't know a simple witnessing style. We'll look at one tonight and then we'll finish up next week. The first witnessing style we want to talk about is confrontational evangelism. Confrontational evangelism. What is that? Confrontational evangelism occurs when someone initiates a conversation with an individual with the intent of leading that person to Jesus. In other words, you're intentional. Now, I want to give you a little caution. You have to be cautious witnessing in the workplace. Some environments are not open to that. You were hired to not witness, unless it's some Christian organization. You were hired to not witness. You were hired to work. So you have to be very careful when you're talking about witnessing on your job. Now, I worked a job, and my boss would bring people to me to share with them. My boss knew who I was, and he would bring people. Every environment is not open to that. There are going to be many opportunities for you able to be shared, and you don't have to take the boss's time to be preaching, okay? Do what they hired you to do, and you won't get in trouble, because you come back to me and say, "Well, I'm persecuted for Jesus." No, you were unwise. You were persecuted because you were unwise. Now, let's talk about confrontational evangelism. We're going to look in Scripture at an individual who led a person to Christ. It's over in Acts chapter 8. It's going to be up on the monitor. If you like to read along with us, it'll be fine. Philip led a Ethiopian eunuch to Jesus Christ. And I want to show you some things in this particular text that's going to be very helpful for you. In verse 26, it says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Say, angel of the Lord." Now, verse 27, "He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." So here's a man who is prominent. He has high rank. He has a high position. He's wealthy, but he is religious, but he's not saved. So there are several things I want you to get. Never decide ahead of time who will receive Christ. Never decide they won't receive, they won't hear. Don't ever decide that. The mighty, from a natural standpoint, a worldly standpoint, the high rank, the wealthy, need Jesus just like the lowly. You understand that? Everybody has a God, what I call a God space, that only Jesus can fill. So here's a guy, he's religious, he's gone to church, he has money, he has position, he has wealth, but there's something missing in his life, and he is a seeker. Watch this. Notice what it says. Verse 29, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah," that's Isaiah, "and said, Understandeth what thou readest." Now, I wanted you to notice this, and this is going to be very important. We've seen angels operating. We see the Spirit of God doing something. There are people intersecting your life all the time. The angels of God are actively bringing people all around you. They're bringing people around you. And the Spirit of God is dealing with people. The Spirit of God has been dealing with this man. He don't know Jesus. He don't know how to get saved. He don't even know he needs to get saved. But there's something on it. The Spirit of God is dealing with him, and the angels are moving, trying to get the right people in the right places so that they can receive Christ. That's what's happening in your life on a regular basis. Amen. Angels are bringing people all around you, and the Spirit of God is already dealing with people, okay? So now we're going to see what our role would be. Notice what it says. This guy's reading the scripture, but he does not understand. Now watch this. Look at what it says. Philip asked him in verse 30, "Do you understand what you're reading?" Verse 31. He said, "How can I accept some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. He said, "How can I understand except some man?" Now, notice carefully, angels are not given the authority to preach. They can set people up and get them in front of men, but God has ordained and given us men, generic men, women, boys, and girls. He has given us the authority. We have the high authority. We have the authority that angels cannot do. They cannot witness. They cannot preach the gospel. Men have to do that. So even though God has the Spirit of God working and the angels of God working, God needs you. God needs me if people are going to get saved. He said, "I don't know. How am I except some man explain it to me?" Now watch what it says. Verse 32, "The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led of the sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer, to so open he not his mouth. And his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and whosoever shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth." Now, the scripture where he's reading is the scroll, it's Isaiah. Isaiah is talking about the Messiah who would come, and he's talking about how the Messiah will be crucified, how he's going to be killed for the whole world. Now, listen what the man asks. In verse 34, "The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speaketh the prophet?" Is he talking about himself, or he's talking about somebody else? Look at verse 35. "Then Philip did what?" Come on. Philip did what?
Opened his mouth.
Philip did what? 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 God need us to open our mouths. You got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. Then Philip opened his mouth, verse 35, and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. It's simple. Preach what?
Jesus.
It's simple to witness to people. He preached what?
Jesus.
He preached what?
Jesus.
He preached what?
Jesus.
Now watch this. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized?" It's obvious that there's a gap here. It's obvious that the man has already received Christ. It is obvious that Philip shared with him next steps. Receive Christ, then you get water baptized. Water baptism doesn't save you. It doesn't add to your salvation. Jesus instructed us to be water baptized. Water baptism is an outward demonstration of what happened to you spiritually. If you get baptized before you get saved, it's just like taking a bath. Got it? So you get saved, then you get water baptized. When you're water baptized, you're demonstrating and professing to the world that you have made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. So it's obvious that Philip has walked him through the next step. So he came to the water and he said, "Oh, here's some water." And he says, "Well, can I be baptized?" He said, "If you believe now." And he said, "Yeah, I believe with all my heart." And he took him down in the water and he baptized him. And then the Bible says he was taken off supernaturally. And the eunuch went on his way and Philip went to another place. He was transported to a whole nother place, okay? Like the Jetsons. Oh, that's an old story. Y'all don't even know what the Jetsons is. Oh, my goodness. That's a bad illustration. Forget about that. Scratch that from the record. Scratch that. But he was transported supernaturally to another place. Okay, now, let's walk our way up to this because we're going to practice in a minute. We've seen the situation. Listen at this. You don't have to know the whole Bible to evangelize, just the gospel. Will you put 1 Corinthians up there? This is easy. Come on, say it's simple. Come on, say it's simple.
It's simple.
Remember Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." It's simple. It's simple. Come on, say it's simple.
It's simple.
Come on, say it's simple.
It's simple.
Come on, say it's simple.
It's simple.
All you have to, you don't have to know the whole Bible. You just need to know the gospel. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:1. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand." What is it, God? What is it, Paul? "By which also you are saved." Saved by what? The gospel. "If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in it." But Paul, tell us what the gospel is. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, which I also received." Tell us, Paul, "how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." Oh, that's the gospel. "And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." How many know that Jesus died for our sin? How many know that God raised him from the dead? You know the gospel. You know the gospel, Destiny. You know the gospel. Now listen at this. Remember, you're introducing a person, not a religion, not facts, not theology, not a church, not a preacher, not a pastor. You're introducing a what?
Person.
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 We're introducing a what?
Person.
Now watch this. John 1:12 says, "As many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." As many as receive who?
Yeah.
Receive who?
Yeah.
So we're introducing the lost, the unsaved, the unbeliever to a person. So we're not going to center in on all the theology we know, all the doctrines we know. They have no capacity to understand it. The scripture says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can they know them. We talk all this stuff about this and that and that, and they can't understand it. The unsaved is given the capacity to receive, to believe the gospel. You don't have, nobody understands it. Haven't understood it perfectly when you got saved. None of us. That's why kids can get saved, because the scripture doesn't tell us to understand it. It tells us to believe it. So we want to keep our message as simple as possible. It's got to be real simple, because the laws have no capacity to understand all that stuff. But they have the capacity to believe the gospel. Now listen carefully. Let me show you something else. And we're almost there. Only one sin is keeping unbelievers out of heaven. Not drinking, not smoking, not drugs, not fornication, not adultery, not pornography. Only one sin is keeping people out of heaven. That sin is unbelief. So we're never going to tell people, stop doing this and get saved. Stop doing that and get saved. Number one, they have no capacity to stop. How can they stop? They're not born again. So we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about any of that. We're not going to talk about none of that. If they are drunk when we witness it, we're not going to talk about them drinking. If they sniffing dope while we teach, sharing with them, we're not going to tell them to stop. Okay, we're introducing them to a person, not a religion, not some do's, not some don'ts, because some of us did some stuff, right?
Yeah.
How many did some stuff? We all did some right stuff, and we stopped doing the stuff after we got saved, not before we got saved. So we're not going to talk about that. Got it? Now, there's only one sin. Let's look at what it says in John 16, verse 8. And when he is come, that's the Holy Spirit, he will reprove the world of what?
Sin.
That's singular. And of righteousness and of what?
Judgment.
Of sin. Why?
Because they believe not.
That's the only sin that's keeping people out of heaven, is not believing on Christ. Now, I know. And listen to me carefully. You don't have to change what you're doing. I'm just trying to help you, okay? A lot of times we are asking people to confess their sins and get saved. Really, the unsaved do not have to confess their sins to get saved. Romans 10:9 tells of what they must confess. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, what?
The Lord Jesus.
And believe in thy heart that God raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So it didn't say anything about us confessing our sins. Now, I want to say this so you don't feel tight about this. Because I'm going to show you a way to witness. But you have to understand, God is not technical. Okay? God ain't up, he's not up there saying, oh, you didn't say that right, so I ain't gonna save you. No. If a person just say, I want you, bam, God's gonna come in. God is so desirous of people getting saved that if they grunt toward him, I mean, and he know their heart want him, God gonna jump in there. So don't get so caught up. God is not up there saying, whoa, you didn't say that. I mean, you didn't. No, he's looking at that person's heart. That person is saying, I want God. Yes. So don't get all messed up if you don't say it kind of right. You know what I mean? Because what's going to happen, the more you practice it, guess what? You're going to develop your own way. Yeah. And it's just like driving an automobile, just like whatever you do, cooking, whatever you do, it's practice. that causes you to be proficient. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Anything that you practice, you will become more proficient. When I first started witnessing, I took a track. I didn't know it, so I just read it. I literally read it to the people. I said, I read the track, and then I read the prayer to them too. But the funny thing about it, folk got saved because God was honoring my effort, okay? So now I don't need the track anymore. So what's going to happen, you're going to grow in it, okay? You're going to grow in it if you will do it. Now listen at this, and we're almost there. Less is more when sharing with unbelievers. Say that.
Less is more when sharing with unbelievers.
Say it again.
Less is more when sharing with unbelievers.
Let's say it differently. Less is better.
Less is better when sharing with unbelievers.
Now here's what I mean by that. You're not discipling them, you're witnessing. Philip didn't disciple the eunuch, he shared it with him. The church job is to disciple. And then you, the veterans, you should be helping people to grow. But what we're talking about is not discipleship. We're just talking about throwing that net out there. We're talking about witnessing, okay? You ready? You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Remember, don't talk about what you don't know. You get confused. Talk about what you know. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, I could tell you ready. I could tell you chomping at the bit. I mean, you just chomping at the bit. We're going to talk about sharing our faith using four words. What are those four words? God, sin, Jesus,
you.
God, sin, Jesus, you. God, sin, Jesus, you. God, sin, Jesus, you. God, sin, Jesus, you. Okay, I'm going to witness. Come up, Destiny. I'm going to witness to her. I'm going to witness to you. I'm going to witness to you. And then you are going to witness to me. Okay, now watch this. I'm talking to Destiny. Now watch this. Somebody, can anybody time me? Can anybody time me and tell me how long it take me to do it?
Yes.
You got it? Okay, you got the time. Okay. Destiny, God loves you, and he wants to have a personal relationship with you, but our sin separates us from God and hinders us from having that relationship with him. But Jesus Christ is God's solution for our sin. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And then God raised Jesus from the dead because our sins was paid for. Now, Destiny, every person now, including you, can have a personal relationship with God by receiving Jesus. Destiny, would you like to receive Jesus as your Savior and acknowledge him as your Lord right now?
Yes.
Well, pray this prayer with me. It's a very simple prayer. Pray this prayer. Bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I receive you.
I receive you.
Into my life.
Into my life.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
And I confess you.
And I confess you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
How long?
1 minute and 11 seconds.
1 minute. Stay there, Destiny. Keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. Keep watching. What's your name?
Shayna.
God loves you, Shayna. And he wants to have a personal relationship with you. But our sin separates us from God and hinders us from this relationship with him. But Jesus Christ is God's solution for our sin. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and then God raised him from the dead because our sins was paid for. Now, Shana, listen, every person now can have a personal relationship with God, including you, by just receiving Jesus. Would you like to receive Jesus as your personal Savior and acknowledge Him as your Lord?
Yes.
Pray this prayer after me. Dear Jesus,
I receive you
into my life
as my personal Savior.
And I confess you
as my Lord.
Jennifer, God loves you. And He wants to have a personal relationship with you. But our sin separates us from God. And it hinders us from having that relationship with. But Jesus is God's solution for our sin. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And God raised Him from the dead because our sins was paid for. Now, Jennifer, you and everyone else can have a personal relationship with Jesus by just receiving Him. Would you like to receive Jesus into your life and acknowledge Him as your Lord?
Yes.
Pray this prayer with me, Jennifer.
Okay.
Dear Jesus, I receive you
into my life
as my personal Savior.
And I confess
You as my Lord.
Amen.
59 seconds. 59 seconds. We did pretty good that time. Now listen carefully, because she's going to show us how to do it. Stand up. This is going to be your prop. Okay? You're going to be witnessing to me. And this is going to be your prop. Watch this. All you're doing is simple. It's you're telling me about God. You're telling me that God loves me. And you're telling me that God wants to have a relationship with me. You're telling me that sin separates us from God and hinders us from having that relationship. And then you're telling us about Jesus. Jesus is the solution for our sin problem. And Jesus died for our sins. He was raised from the dead because our sins were paid for. And then you're telling me, now you can have a personal relationship with God if you'll receive Jesus. And then you're going to press. You're going to say, Mike, would you like to receive Jesus as your Savior and confess Him as your Lord? You ready? Let's do it. I'm Mike. Okay. I'm Mike. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? I haven't seen you around the campus lately. What you been doing, Destiny?
Going to Bible study.
Oh, what's that? What's going on with Bible study?
We are learning how to teach, lead people to Christ.
Oh, tell me about that. You learning how to teach people to lead people to Christ? Tell me about that.
There's four simple words.
Okay.
God, sin, Jesus, and you.
Okay.
Would you like?
Hey, you didn't tell me. You didn't come up. No, wait. She got to tell me something. Okay. Listen, this is practice.
Yeah.
This is practice. It's simple. I'm giving you this as a guide. Tell me about God. Tell me, do God love me? God loves me.
God wants you to have a good relationship with Him.
Yeah.
But our sins are standing in the way between us and our relationship with God. But God sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to pay for our sins. And you too can have a relationship with God if you believe His Son, Jesus, died on the cross for your sins.
Yeah. Yes. Hey. Now. See there? You did it. Now, press for the decision. Press for the decision. Ask me a question. Ask me, do I want to? Ask me, do I want to receive Him?
Yes,
I want to receive Him. I want to receive Him. Now lead me to Him.
ahead and pray this prayer.
Okay.
Dear God. I confess. That you are Lord.
And that you sent your only son.
To die on the cross for our sins.
Baby, you ain't got to say nothing else. You can, listen. You know what? You can just say amen. See, here's what you did. You said, I confess you as Lord of my life. Listen, God said, bam, I'm in there now. Okay, God is not up there critiquing our words. You did it.
Good job.
You did it. It's simple. God loves you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. But our sin separates us from God and hinders us from having that relationship. But Jesus Christ is God's solution for our sin. Jesus, hear the gospel. Jesus died for our sins on the cross. And God raised him from the dead because our sins was paid for. Now you can have a personal relationship with him by just simply receiving Jesus. Then press for a decision. Would you like to receive Jesus as your personal Savior and acknowledge him as your Lord? Next. It was somebody else. Y'all want me? There you go. Call out. You saw a hand, didn't you? Tell me some good news.
Yes.
If you want to stand there.
Okay.
Tell me some good news. It's going to be your prop. If you need to glance over there, it's fine.
Okay.
Mike. Hey, I haven't seen you around. Where you been?
Just working.
I got you. What you been up to?
Trying to plan my next vacation.
Okay. We get ready to go on a vacation too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I've also been going to Bible study on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Oh, you into that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on there? I mean,
So what I've been learning is how to share my faith with other people and how to tell people about Christ.
Okay.
And how he is the solution to some issues that we may have.
Wow. Okay.
So you want to know more about it?
I like to know more about it.
Okay, so I'll start with this. God loves us.
Okay.
And he wants to have a personal relationship with us.
Okay.
But sin hinders us from having that personal relationship with God. So God sent his only son, Jesus, as a solution to our sin issue. And as a result, if we receive Jesus into our lives, we can have a personal relationship with God. Do you want to receive Jesus and have a personal relationship?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, pray with me. Are
okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Dear Heavenly Father. We confess that Jesus is Lord. And that Jesus died on the cross as payment for our sins. And God, we would like to receive Jesus into our lives.
Amen.
That's good.
That's okay. That's okay. You skipped the part about him dying to the prayer, but that was okay. That was okay. Next.
Shayna.
How are you doing?
Hey, Shayna.
I'm good.
You been hanging out?
Hanging out at Bible study.
I've been running to a lot of folk in Bible.
Well, here I am.
Okay.
So, do you want to learn what I've been learning at Bible study?
Yeah, tell me. What's going on?
So, I just want to let you know that God loves you, and he wants to have a personal relationship with you. But unfortunately, sin has gotten in the way with our relationship with God. And God really wants to have this relationship with you, so he sent Jesus to die for our sins. And he raised Jesus up on the third day, and it paid for our sins. And as a result, you can now have a relationship with God. So Would you like to receive?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so let's say this little prayer.
Okay, do I bow my head?
Yeah, you can bow your head.
Do I have to close my eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
We come to you today to confess you as the Lord of our lives.
We come to you today to confess you as Lord of our lives.
We believe that Jesus paid for our sins.
I believe that Jesus paid for my sins.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to be the Lord of my life.
And I want you to be the Lord of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Great. 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 What my other person who hadn't led somebody to the Lord? Okay, come on. There you go, girl. Launch on out there in the deep. Come on out there. Listen. God loves you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. But sin separates us from God and hinders us from having that relationship with God. But Jesus Christ is the solution to our problem with sin. So God sent Jesus and he died on the cross with our sins. And then God raised Jesus from the dead because our sins was paid for. Now you and every person can have a relationship with Jesus Christ by simply inviting Jesus into their life. Then press for a decision. Press for a decision. Would you like to receive Jesus as your personal Savior? And as your Lord, then just a simple prayer, Jesus, I receive you as my personal Savior. And Jesus, I confess you as my Lord. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, yes, she's ready. Let's go. I just put that up there.
Okay.
You can glance at it anytime you want to, and you witness to me. What's your name?
Letitia.
Hey, Letitia.
Hey, how are you?
I ain't seen your work lately.
Well, I've been just doing a little volunteer work.
Okay.
Visit the kids' hospital.
I feel you.
Yeah, I just got back from a shift there and just did a few prayers with the kids and everything like that.
Okay.
I'm just doing, everything is going pretty good.
It's going good.
Yeah, doing a little ministry. Do you know Christ? Have you accepted Christ?
I've been in church. I've been baptized.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I could let you know what we've been going through, what we told them.
Okay.
Well, God, he wants us to have a personal relationship with him, but unfortunately our sins, it separated us from him. But he did have a solution. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and God raised him back from the dead. He paid for our sins. And now everyone, including you and whoever accepts him, could have that personal relationship with him. Would you like to accept the invitation?
I would.
Okay, so if you could just pray a prayer with me. And
do I have to close my eyes?
Confess. If you would like to, that make you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think I feel more comfortable because they're looking at me.
Okay.
Okay,
we'll just pray this prayer.
Okay.
And confess. Okay. As your Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins.
Thank you for dying for my sins.
Right now, I do confess you.
As my Lord and Savior.
And I ask you to come into my life.
Amen. Perfect. Good job. She didn't use the exact same words. Yes, she used a little bit different. But at the same time, God ain't up there saying, well, you didn't use the same words. Okay. Now, let me ask another question. Let me put it a little bit different. How many of you here thinking, Lord, I hope that man don't call on me? You lifted your hands up. I remember. Huh?
He was that one.
Huh?
You
was hoping I didn't call on you? Well, come on up here, then. Come on up here. This is practice, y'all. This is all this is practice. Now, watch this. I had a guy. I was out there trying my best to get folks there. I didn't know what I was doing. I was knocking on doors. I didn't have a clue. He came to my house, and I don't know how he got to my house. God saw me trying. He took a track, and he walked me through the track. And it was just a little role playing, kind of like we're doing right now. It changed my life. You know, if we can get past the fear, and a lot of times the reason why we struggle with fear is we assume responsibilities that we don't have. Okay, watch this. Your responsibility is not get the person saved. You don't have the capacity to do that. You're not even responsible for their response. In fact, you're not asking them to receive you. You're asking them to receive Jesus. You're not responsible for their response, and then you'll never fail. Because maybe, even if they say, no, I'm not ready right now, you've sown the word. Now you've given the Holy Spirit something to deal with. Now maybe I'll come along and I'll share, and maybe I'll be the reaper. But you'll still get credit for just sharing. Jesus, the Father, the Spirit of God just need you to share. And the biggest hindrance to sharing is fear. It's fear. And if you can't do it in this setting, you're never going to do it out there. Because in this setting, we love you. We ain't taking notes. We ain't grading you. You understand? I'm prepping a few more of you. See, I'm prepping you because you don't want me to call on you. And I want you to push past your fear. I want you to push past it. I want you to push past it. I want you to try. Because you'll learn by trying. And then God will create and mold you. And one day you'll remember this day. One day you'll remember when you first learned how to share. And you're going to have so much joy when you lead somebody to Christ. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like you lead them. You led them to the Lord. God used you. Not the preacher, not the pastor, not the apostle. He used you. And it's going to stir you up. Can I say something else to you? Some of you are praying for your purpose. And you want to know the specifics of your purpose. You'll never walk in your purpose until you do the general. See, the Great Commission, preaching, sharing our faith is the general thing we should be doing. So I'm knocking on doors. I don't know much as you know. I didn't know much as you know. All I knew is I was saved. And I was just so happy to be saved. And I wanted Pete to be saved. That's my wife. And by the way, Sunday we'll be married 41 years. 41 years. I said, I wanted Pete to be saved. And then I love my community. I wanted my community to be saved. I knocked on every single door in my community, every single door. But I didn't know as much as you did. I don't know as much as you about the word. All I know is Jesus has saved me. And I wanted everybody to have it. I didn't know I was called to be a pastor. I didn't know I was going to be a reverend. I didn't know none of that stuff. But I was doing the general. As you do the general, the Spirit of God will begin to tell you the specifics of what you're called to do. But there's no reason he should add anything to it if we're not doing the general. Does that make sense to you? You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your name?
Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good to see you, man. I'm Mike, ain't sir? I'm Mike.
What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Can I give you an interest?
Yes.
I'll give you an interest, okay. You got a few minutes for me to share with you some good news. Okay, go there.
You got a couple minutes for me to share some good news?
Yeah, I'm in a hurry, man, but I got a few minutes.
All right, perfect. So I want to talk to you about Christ.
Okay.
So I've been going to Bible study lately.
Okay.
And they've been teaching me how to witness to people and to lead people to
Okay.
Christ. So do you mind if I give you talk to you?
Just got a few minutes.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
So just want to teach you real quick. So God actually sent his son to die for us for our sins.
Okay.
And then once he died for us for our sins, God forgave us. Jesus came so because he loves you and loves everybody in the world, and he wants you to be in heaven with him. So
okay.
Would you like to hear more?
I'd like to hear more,
all right,
yeah.
Great. So once you get your sins and stuff forgiven, confess to the Lord that he's your Lord and Savior. And once you confess that he's your Lord and Savior, you can ask him to your heart, and you will be saved, and you get to go to heaven with Jesus eternally.
Perfect. Perfect. But now follow this.
Okay.
Tell me something about God. Tell me something about God.
God is everything. He's
No. Do he love me?
God loves you.
That what he wants for me?
He wants you to be saved and be with him in heaven.
Okay. Okay. Tell me something about sin.
Okay. Sin is bad.
It's bad.
You should
okay.
So you shouldn't want to be sin. So sin came into the world, and he wants to get rid of sin. So that's why he sent his son, Jesus, who died for you to get rid of the sin.
Okay.
And Jesus loves you too as much as God, and he wants you to be saved and be in heaven with him.
Okay, now tell me what Jesus did.
Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
Okay.
You know, he took, he died for everything, so anything you're going through, he died so he can conquer it on the cross.
Did he stay dead?
You know, he rose
okay.
After 3 days.
Now that's the gospel, you're telling me. Now that's the gospel. Now press for the decision.
So would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Great. Let me pray with you.
Okay.
All right. You can close your eyes and keep them open, whatever you come.
Okay. I think I want to close them. I want to close them.
Me too. So, all right.
You said me too? Okay. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. So, repeat after me.
Okay.
Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross.
I believe that you died on the cross.
I believe that you rose on the third day.
I believe that you rose on the third day.
I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart.
To come into my heart.
To be my Lord and Savior.
To be my Lord and Savior.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Perfect. 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 Now, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. The more you do that, you'll have your own way to do it. Mm-hmm. That was just a prop. Okay, you'll have your own way. Just tell them God loves them. And tell them sin separates them. And just tell them what Jesus, like he did, he died. God raised him from the dead. Got it?
Yes, sir.
And then always pray for a decision. Now we got, it's 10 after. How many here veterans? Where my veterans are? I mean, you've been saved, you've been witnessing. Okay, come up here, veteran. Come on up here. You know I was going to call on you. Here's a veteran, okay. Now, do you want the problem? You want to do your thing, right? You don't want this.
I don't need it, but I mean, no, you can leave it.
Okay.
I want to look at it. I set my eyes.
Okay, you ain't got to look at it because I want people to see something different, too. Anybody else want to do it? You want to? Anybody else want to do it? You're a veteran. You witness. You share your faith. Okay, come on. Come on, sweetie. You. And you. And you. Okay. Well, okay. We're going to get y'all three. You three. Y'all three going to come up here. Now, you're going to do it your way.
Amen.
Y'all going to do it y'all way. Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a while, but you've been on my mind.
Okay.
I was worried about you, and just something, you know, kind of came to me. And I don't know where you stand with the Lord.
Okay.
But I just want to, you may already know this, I want to remind you that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whatever you do, he always loves you. And he wants to have a real, true relationship with you. And most people don't have that real, genuine relationship.
Okay.
But I don't know how yours is. I'm not
okay.
judging you.
Okay.
But I want to just remind you, because you were on my heart.
Okay.
I want to remind you that sin, remember when sin came in the world, in the beginning with Adam and Eve?
Okay.
That sin was here. When it came, it actually separated man from God.
Okay.
So there was no way to have a real relationship with
okay.
him.
Okay.
But God had an answer. He sent his son, his only begotten son, Jesus.
Okay.
And I know you know about it.
I've heard
he
it.
He sent Jesus so that he can die and actually take your sins, all your iniquities, everything you've done wrong. He covered that with that precious blood that he shed. And once he died, he didn't stay in the grave. God raised him up. And once he
That's
was raised up, then he you know, that sin was, it was covered, it was handled. So that way, only through Jesus' death and resurrection, you're able to have a real, true relationship with God. But you got to do one other thing.
What's that?
You have to accept him as your Savior. You have to confess that he is Lord.
Okay.
You willing to do that?
I'm willing to do that.
I'm so glad I shot, but the room too small.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Can you say a prayer?
Okay, I said a prayer. Do
okay,
I need to close my eyes?
Give me your hands.
Okay, okay.
Let's pray.
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you so much.
I thank you so much.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
And covering my sin.
And covering my sin.
And I confess that you are Lord of my life.
And I confess you that you are Lord of my life.
And I just thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
That's my way.
That's your way. Okay. Let me hear your way. And we're going to be finished. What you want to do it? Were you raising your hands? You want to come up? Come on up here, girl. Okay. Do you need the props? You want that?
Yes.
Okay. She wants the props. Okay. Okay. What's your name? Huh?
I'm Mimi.
Hey, Mimi.
Hi. So, I just came back from Faith Chapel Church.
Okay.
It's a beautiful church. So,
okay.
I just want you to know, I know you already know this, but like, I just want to remind you that God loves you.
Okay.
And unfortunately, sin will keep you from his love and him. So, and...
You're doing great, girl. You're doing great. You're doing great.
But Jesus died on the cross for us, and then he rose 3 days later, and he wants you to accept him in your life.
Wow.
So, do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I want to.
Yes.
You going to pray with me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm holding hand. Okay.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That you died for us.
That you died for us.
And that you all of our sins.
And you pay for all our sins. You're doing great. Tell me to invite Jesus. Tell me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Okay, Jesus, come into my heart. And I confess you as Lord.
And I confess.
And I confess you as Lord.
As Lord.
Absolutely. Girl, I'm so proud of you. That'll work. Okay, we got three, and these veterans, they're gonna just shoot on through it. We ain't gonna hold y'all long. We got two, this, and we're gonna shoot. How old are you, sweetheart? How old are you? How old are you? 11. I'm good, girl. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing very well. You know, I thought about what we were talking about last week, and
okay.
I know you've been going through a lot. Can I share with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Something that I have.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, I just want to say Jesus is so awesome to me. He's taken me through so many things in my life.
Okay,
okay. I've gotten to know him at a very early age.
Okay.
He helps me with things I'm dealing with school, with family, a lot of the challenges you were sharing with me about.
Okay.
And so I just want to share that with you because I want you to have the opportunity to know him like I know him.
I would like to know more about it.
Okay, good. Basically, God sent his son Jesus so that we should have life in him.
Okay.
And in that life, we don't have to deal with this life by ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. He died on the cross for us.
Okay.
And he rose so that we will have life eternally with him.
Okay.
And so that we won't be without help.
Without help.
So would you like to receive Christ?
I need some help.
Would you like to receive this help?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Well, let's bow our heads.
Okay. Okay.
Dear God, I thank you so much for my friend Mike. I thank you for his life. And he's just reaching out to you right now, and he wants to accept and receive you he just wants to receive you, Lord. So right now, Mike, if you will repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear Lord. I confess you as my Father.
I confess you as my Father.
And I receive your Son, Jesus, into my life.
And I receive your Son, Jesus, into my life.
And I thank you for what he did for me.
And I thank you for what he did for me.
In his name, I pray.
In his name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. That'll get it done. That'll get it done. Got two. We'll be finished.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, man, ain't seen you. Hey, Marco, what's up, man? Ain't been seeing you at the club lately.
Man, I
ain't seen you, man. What you doing, man?
I used to DJ over there. I just quit last week.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah,
okay. You know you were spending over there, man.
Man, I was hot over there. They were paying me about $2,000 a week.
Oh, you spending, buddy.
I throw it away.
$2,000?
Yeah, because I started going to...
You got another gig, didn't you? You got another gig?
My girlfriend invited me to a Bible study they was doing.
Oh, okay.
And that ain't where I was supposed to be.
You ain't supposed to be over there?
No, I was doing communications in college.
Okay.
So they had an AV job over there. I just interviewed for it. I didn't go to no church, man.
I got you.
So I went over
there. You know, I don't go to no church either, man. No, you know, you go to no church.
I went over there, man, it changed my life.
Really?
Yeah, man. God is real, man. You know all the stuff we used to do when we was in the dorm over there?
You know, we had a fun, didn't we have a time, man?
That ain't right. It wasn't right, man, but listen, I confessed my life to God, man, and everything changed. I started being able to breathe more, see more, everything lined up with me, man.
Okay.
But everything, you ain't got to jump head first in there. You ain't got to be the most saved person like you see these people hitting you across the head with a Bible, man.
Yeah.
But
they hit you, man.
Heart.
They hit you. They
just
hit
believe
you.
In your heart that he would. Do you want to hear more about this?
I want to hear more about it.
Okay, see, God sent his only begotten son.
Okay.
And put him on the cross for dying for your sin for you and I.
Okay.
Do you want to learn more about this?
Do you want to receive God in your life? I want. I don't know how to receive him, man.
Okay, man, listen. Let's do this a little quick prayer. Ain't going to take long.
Okay.
You remember the chance we used to do in the basketball
court?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check this out. Hold your head.
Okay.
Father.
Father.
Please forgive me.
For
all that I've done. Seen and unseen. God, I believe that you sent your only begotten son to die for all our sins. And I accept you today in my life.
And I accept you today
as my Lord and Savior. Mike Moore, you are saved.
I receive it, brother. I receive it, man. I receive it. This is it. Come on. Huh? You don't want to go after that. She said she want to go after that. But it's you. You want to do you?
Yeah.
Don't do him, do you.
Yes. Okay. So in the past when I have done this, it's been, it's like a last resort. They're down, you know, they're thinking about suicide. So I just share my testimony.
Man, my mom died and I feel out of it. I feel like, I don't know if I can make this. I feel like just going with my mom.
I don't
feel like I want to live anymore, man. My mom and I were close. You know, she raised me, and my dad went in my life and stuff like that, and now she gone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a clue what I'm going to do. I really don't. I don't know, man. I just don't know.
I can never say I know that feeling of losing your parent.
Okay.
But I do remember when I was down and out, I had no options.
Okay.
I was trying to commit suicide.
Okay.
I couldn't fall through with that. I was actually atheist.
Okay.
It was just one night. I was by myself. I was crying. I was on my knees. And I said, God, if you are real, show yourself.
Okay.
And out of nowhere, I felt this warmth into my heart. So I just want to go over what I learned from that warmth.
Okay.
And what I learned is God wants a relationship with us. He seeks us out.
Okay.
But it's because of sin, we can't sometimes see it. Sometimes we can't feel it. But I learned that Jesus, he was the solution for that connection. When you feel like you're all alone, you're by yourself, you have no one else, it's because of that sin that separates us. But because of Jesus, that was his son, he gave him for us, and he died. He died for all of our sins, the most horrible thing you can think of. He died for that sin, and he rose. And in that resurrection, it's because we can come to God directly.
Okay.
And because we can come directly, that's how we know we have a relationship with him. It's once we believe. You don't have to do anything fancy, sprinkle any water on you, but when you believe it in your heart without a shadow of doubt that God loves you and is for you, that's when you are saved.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is. And it's so simplistic. When I just said, God, show yourself, I knew in that moment I was saved and that I was loved by somebody.
Okay.
Would you like to receive God as your God, Lord and Savior?
I would love to.
Do you mind if I put a hand on you and
pray
with you?
Okay, okay.
All right, just repeat after me.
Okay.
God.
God.
I receive you.
I receive you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For Jesus.
For Jesus.
Dying for my sins.
Dying for my sins.
And now.
And now.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. When Marco did his testimony, you heard him, didn't you? Okay. She said, well, I don't know if I want to go out after him, because she was thinking, I mean, I could do it like him. Then when she got in her own skin, wasn't it natural? It was very natural, wasn't it? And all you, and you started with a testimony. She set it up with a testimony. She told me when she was down and out. Now, oftentimes, and I'm gonna finish, y'all. I know we're pushing it. Oftentimes, the laws will give you a bridge to cross.
Yes, yes.
If you're listening, they're gonna give you a bridge to cross. At that Jacob's well, that woman was talking about water. Jesus took that as a bridge and started talking about water and then flipped it to living water. The laws always give you a bridge if you'll listen. The bridge was, you know, man, my mama died and I don't know what I'm going to do. Then she took that bridge, crossed it, and told me about a time in her life when she didn't know what she was going to do and how she received Christ. And then she transitioned and shared the gospel. Jesus paid for our sins. Jesus died. Jesus was raised from the dead. And then she pressed for a decision. That's it. Awesome. That is, isn't it simple? Isn't it simple? It's so simple that an 11-year-old
Amen.
Can share the gospel. It's just that simple. The biggest hurdle we have is overcoming the fear. Because once you start, it's just going to naturally flow. You got to tell them what the story. Tell them that Jesus died. Tell them that Jesus paid the price, that Jesus raised from the dead. Tell them that God loves them. And then press for the decision. Tell them you can have it. You can press for the decision. And then a simple prayer. Jesus, I receive you. And I confess you as Lord of my life. How many of you got some out of this one?
Yeah.